Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, when you hear the word CRISPR, you probably can see it right now. What do we think? We think about a place that you could put your lettuce, that you could put your vegetables right in your refrigerator. Well, actually, CRISPR-9 is a DNA modification kit that you can order being delivered to your own house. And according to Tom Horn, you can inject this stuff into your system and it will restructure how you're made, your DNA. No, it's not science fiction. It's reality. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look right now. He just did a documentary. It's called Inhuman, Inhuman, and you're going to be shocked. Let's take a look.
So what I want to talk to you about is the coming technological singularity. I want to talk to you about transhumanism. I want to talk to you about the coming human enhancement revolution.
Today we have a very special guest, Tom Horn. We're going to talk about his book, Forbidden Gates.
They are being advised by some of the top think tanks in the world. If we weren't secretly, privately ahead of the human enhancement revolution, we would fall irreparably behind.
Well, what about the ethics of this? Would these people be considered humans? Would they be considered equal to us?
What I want to know is why you'd let a wacko like Tom Horn come on your program to discuss transhumanism anyway. This guy's point of view is so obviously skewed by his Bible-thumping background. How could anybody take this guy seriously?
Tom Horn is back in the news again at Wired Magazine, addressing the coming human enhancement revolution.
DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It's one of the large departments of the U.S. They have set aside millions of dollars for rewriting the DNA of our soldiers.
I've often told people that Tom Horn is one of the more interesting theological interpreters of transhumanism in the country. Very smart guy, although I'm pretty sure he's crazy.
What is transhumanism? It is the idea that we are going to use technology now to create a new version of ourselves.
What the transhumanists have in mind is something very fundamental, the basic revision of human beings.
We might be creating humans that would be barely recognizable as the humans we see on the street today, and they'd be thought of as superior.
The technological singularity not only means a time when computers outsmart human cognition, it's a time when humans have an opportunity to employ the various technologies that will build these smart machines and add them to our own bodies.
It is extremely dangerous for someone to interconnect his nervous system with a machine that is relatively boundless in its limits.
There are technologies that are being employed now that most people think are 100 years away. They're not. They exist now.
It is a loss of ethics in the current sense. It is looking at human beings as fodder. We don't treat human beings as experiments.
You have the right to enhance your body, live longer, adjust your physical makeup and your performance, and those who do not want to enhance ought never to be coerced to enhance.
What will we become? In a few generations, where will mankind be? Will we really be human anymore?
When you think about that, Inhuman, it's happening as we speak right now. This whole program today is dedicated to trying to seek an understanding of what is this inhuman, this Nephilim-like reality. When you think about the Nephilim in the Old Testament, when he talks about the angels of God slept with the daughters of men, what you're doing at that point is mixing two DNA strands. Angelic strand was being mixed with man's strand of DNA. And then you're looking, that's taking place today. As a matter of fact, this book right here you're seeing by Tom Horn, he took 5 years to develop this. Oh, it's not a book, it's a documentary. It's a three-hour documentary called Inhuman. You can get it. We'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But take a look at this transhuman. When you say you have human and then you say transhuman, you're looking at where they're actually taking things and injecting it into the human being, making them more or less than they were prior to that. As a matter of fact, take a look.
I'm not sure that the world is ready to receive this.
Tom Horn. Joe Artis, Donna Howell, and the Skywatch investigation team join a host of global experts in the conclusion of a multi-year undercover inquiry that exposes what the U.S. government, the FDA, and monster corporations have been hiding from you.
We're talking about everything from the food that we eat to animals and pet animals to ultimately humans. Literally, what we have been doing with genetically modified crops, what we have and are doing with transgenically made animals, we fully intend to do with the human race. I mean, how many people know right now that the last scientist in Congress, Bill Foster, recently spoke before Congress? He wrote an article for The Hill in which he says that right now the top science departments in our government that dole out taxpayer-funded revenue have already been ordered to literally create the guidelines that are going to be used for genetically modifying the human race.
You can get Inhuman, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch, and you'll see Inhuman, the documentary, you can get it there.
But he was discussing with us how essentially sex magic was used during the ancient world to change your DNA. There's something metaphysical about DNA. Well, now we know there's something called epigenetics. And it's possible that there's a metagenetics that goes beyond what we can measure in a laboratory that can actually make changes in your DNA. I know that things we eat, you talked about it with Donna Howell and Joe Artis about how things that animals are now eating, where they're eating GMO corn over and over and over and over again, that's starting to change the DNA in the animal. If you think that just because you haven't lined up for some kind of a shot at a clinic that you are exempt from this, it's too late. The genie is out of the bottle, and the things we're eating, the medicines we're taking, are changing us.
Well, and of course, again, the movie Inhuman, the documentary, you know, and the book Dead Pets Don't Lie. We can only do so many programs.
We only have so much time.
Yeah, we only got so much time, and so we're just kind of highlighting some of the major points around this. But the other point that I would want to make is to people viewing this program that are unfamiliar with these terms, especially people in most of the institutionalized aspects of the church, they're not being taught anything about transhumanism. I had a prophecy preacher not long ago tell me, well, God will never allow this to happen. God would never allow them to do experiments where humans and animals are being blended in the laboratory. And I looked at him and said, this is happening now in thousands of laboratories. It's in our military budgets. It's in DARPA's presidentially approved budget this year.
There are prophecies in the Bible that talk about this, the mingling of seed. Their seed will mingle with human seed. Who are they?
Right. Yes. And in fact, I think the Hebrew word there is, it's zera or vera, I forget, but it actually means progeny. And it raises this astonishing idea, right, that the devil can have progeny, can have seed. What in the world are we talking about?
Yes.
And yet, the further you get into transhumanism and the genetics revolution, and you realize that there is a point at which you could alter something that looks human, but its genetic makeup is not anything like what God breathed into and called something after his own image.
Right.
It's something entirely different. Well, now that sounds like the Nephilim. That sounds like what the Watchers did. And we find out if the legends around that are true, which do seem to be supported by the Old Testament, they could not be redeemed. Therefore, they didn't have a human soul. They didn't have a redeemable aspect. So we're, in every way, we're talking about some very, very dangerous science here, not just in the sense of how it might risk our health, but supernaturally, spiritually, eternally. We're talking about something here that's outside the box.
Amazing. Definitely. He said, you know, Jesus said all along, you'll know them by the fruit. We're so easily just looking at folks and just say, they said they're a believer. They said they're a Christian. They said they were human.
That's happening a lot now.
They said they were a man. They said, you know, all these different things. It's like, but you really know folks by their fruit, by what comes out of their life. And Jesus says, that's the only way you're going to know. There's going to be many false folks, but you're talking about a way that, those that are controlled by the evil one to produce an offspring that fulfills
demonic seed.
And it just goes to show you, we got to go to break, but it goes to show you that still Lucifer cannot take humans and they won't fully buy into his his plans, schemes. Yeah. He has to actually
create
something or try to create something from what God has, morph it into something totally different. This is crazy. We're going to talk about what was the days of Noah like, because Jesus said very specifically when they asked him, you know, when will you return? He said, what will it be like when you return? He said, it'll be like the days of Noah. This is not a future program. This is like a now. It's happening right this moment. You think about it, Jesus described the Son of God, who God sent to live as we live, to experience what we experience, yet without sin, so that he could die for our sins, so that we could actually be with him forever and be forgiven of our sins and have eternal life. Well, this is what he said. And he said nothing unless the Father told him to say it, unless you heard the Father say it. And the question was, when are you coming back? Why? Because Jesus is coming back. That's the difference. You know, we have Easter coming up. Listen, Easter is about he's alive. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's going to come back, and the Father's going to say, come back. And he's going to take his church, and everybody don't make him the Lord of their life. They're not going to go to a better place. That day is coming. And so the question they ask is, what will it be like when you come back? And this is what he said. It's in Matthew 24:37. Jesus said this. This is how society, culture, basically the world will be when judgment comes. He said it'll be this way. When he comes back, it'll be as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. So we can look at Noah's day, and you see why God had to destroy everybody in the flood, because their DNA was all mixed up. They had all this angelic, demonic DNA going on mixed with human DNA, and we're created in the image and the likeness of God. And angels aren't created like we're created. Yeah,
they don't have a soul. They can't be redeemed.
And so you're looking at, as a matter of fact, listen, this is Tom Horn explaining what the days of Noah were like, and you're going to hear about the Nephilim. Take a look.
How were the days of Noah?
Yeah, well, I think we agree, most scholars would, that probably if you had to pick one thing that, I mean, really kind of branded the days of Noah as different than any other day, it was a time when genetic manipulation was occurring. The stories are told outside the Bible, also repeated in the book of Genesis in the Bible, about these days of Noah when the watchers, powerful angels, descended down in the days of Jared, Noah's grandfather, and they started, you know, manipulating human DNA. In fact, eventually all life, the book of Genesis says man and beast. So there was this broad genetic corruption that led to the corruption of what God had made, and evidently it was so catastrophic that it led to God determining the only way to deal with this is you have to wipe out everything on earth except Noah,
right,
which also in Genesis 6, right? He was found perfect in his generation.
He separated himself from the population at large, and he was not corrupted genetically, as were all the other beings on planet earth. And we're headed that way again, as it was in the days of Noah.
That's exactly right. Now we are repeating, for the first time since the Great Flood, what we only have a record of ever having happened once before, and that is we're crossing over genetic barriers. Now, I've often thought that when you look into all of the records of history around the world, whether it was the Assyrians, the Egyptians, the Greek, they all have these chimeras. They all have these ancient stories about these entities that came down, and then they blended animals and humans, and they made these monstrosities. And those stand as kind of a mute testimony.
And those monstrosities were gods. You know, they had the heads of animals,
right,
and the bodies of men, and they were worshipped as gods by the Egyptians.
And the Apostle Paul writes about that in the New Testament, talking about how they worshipped the creation more than the Creator, and these entities took to themselves deity statehood or whatever, and it became demonic.
It's a crazy program, but it's true. This is what's going on right now. You know, we're maybe staying at that basic level of living life when other people are trying to take it, morph it, turning into something that God did not.
Immortality.
Yeah, people are shooting to live forever. And the way you live forever is make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Eternal life with God forever. Think about this. They have the CRISPR. You know, the CRISPR, this CRISPR is not the CRISPR in your refrigerator. It's a CRISPR kit that comes to you, and you can take this kit and manipulate your own DNA or the DNA of someone else's.
Your own DNA.
And you can inject it, and it goes right to, I mean, they're using it right now. You can have it delivered to you As a matter of fact, they're explaining it right now. But understand this. This is right this moment. And your DNA is like your operating system. It is exactly why you have brown eyes, or you have the color skin that you have, the kind of hair that you have, the kind of personality that you have. It's all coded inside that DNA. They're talking about you can actually change part of that by clipping part of it out with this CRISPR kit, CRISPR-9, and putting a new DNA in there. That's amazing. Take a look.
Yeah, and there's several reasons why I brought this with me today. This is actually, Gary, if you want to hold that.
I'll hold this.
I'll get rid of this big container.
This is a refrigerated container.
This is a refrigerated container, and what's inside the container is a CRISPR-Cas9, and this kit in particular is designed for use in actually doing modifications to human DNA. That's specifically what this kit is actually created for. Now,
in this box.
It's inside this box. Well, inside the box, if Tom Horn owned a laboratory, I would pull out the user's manual, and then you can see all the little vials inside here.
Absolutely.
Which then could be used to, using a syringe, introduce these vials in their proper order, intravenously. This is coded to actually go to a particular place in the DNA strand to do a particular thing with the genes where it's instructed to go. To put this in real layman's terms, what a CRISPR kit is, it's cut and paste for any kind of a species that procreates using sperm and eggs. So all mammals, humans, all the animals that you know of, you can use this kit to cut the strands in this DNA, do gene therapy, do genetic, cutting out perhaps a defective gene.
Eliminating a defective gene.
And then it glues that strand back together so that it's uninterrupted, and you have performed a modification to the genetic makeup of that species. And this is, of course, this one here is made actually to be used, a gene knockout kit. This is made to be used on...
Is this not wild? Look at what Wired said last year about the CRISPR. Take a look at this. Twenty 2063. That's what's supposed to go up, an image. John's going to read it.
The technique is revolutionary, and all revolutions, its perilous CRISPR goes well beyond anything the Asilomar conference discussed. It could at last allow genetics researchers to conjure everything anyone has ever worried they would.
Conjure anything anyone wished they ever could.
Worried they would.
Worried they would.
Designer babies.
What?
Invasive mutants. Species-specific bioweapons. And a dozen other apocalyptic sci-fi tropes. It brings with it all new rules for the practice of research in the life sciences. But no one knows what the rules are or who will be the first to break them. Amy Maxim with Wired Magazine.
And that was the last year. They're already out there doing these things already as we speak. All this stuff's coming together. And think about it. Nobody really wants to go to war. But what if you can create something that goes to war for you? Our next program, we're going to be talking about that even Great Britain, this October, is it? They're going to have a robot wars. They're actually doing it. Make sure you catch our next program. But this is actually talking about taking a human being and making a super soldier by injecting other DNA in him. As a matter of fact, take a look.
And of course, we've always heard about the super soldier, DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Administration, the government with the black budgets. And they're creating like a genetically modified soldier, perhaps. We don't know what they're doing, but we know they're into genetic modification.
Yes. Well, in fact, this year's presidentially approved DARPA budget has tens of millions of dollars in it specifically to use this kind of technology to create a new blueprint for our soldiers, future soldiers on the battlefield, to be genetically modified.
Is that not wild? I mean, look at the super soldier. Can you imagine as they're coming together and they're injecting this all this human DNA yeah. with animal DNA and coming up with some super soldier.
Some of the movies have had them prepared the people for that, RoboCop and all this, you know, Iron Man type thing, but this goes well beyond all of that.
And all these games that they're playing, absolutely. Like Halo. I mean, it's, you know, this is, some of our interns are talking to us about, mm-hmm. it looks a lot like, just like yeah. Halo, but yeah. this, they're preparing our minds for something, a hybrid human, which, by the way, is unredeemable with no soul, by mm. the way. Look what they say. Take a look. Super Soldier.
Genetically modified soldier. This year's presidential approved budget.
Can you put up 2064? Thank you.
Genetically modified soldier. This year's presidential approved budget, 2016, has tens of millions of dollars in it specifically to use this kind of technology to create a new blueprint for our future soldiers on the battlefield to be genetically modified.
Tom Horn saying they have it budgeted right now. Mm. President Barack Obama signed a budget line to specifically fund what they're saying, the super soldier. I mean, you think about it. And you, the very nature of who we're human beings, that's a very important word. You know, you heard about Roy Kurzweil and what they're trying to imitate, you know, love sentiments and
yes.
and funny things and that type of thing that seems human, but it's not really human. Well, they're working right now with working on a human, trying to duplicate the actual humanness or the being part of a human. As a matter of fact, take a look.
The scientists that believe they can kind of organize what it is to be, okay, your feelings, your spirituality, the way you reason, the way you think, they believe that they can organize these things into selectable attributes that then they can lever right. up and down. For example, Gary, you have a genetic makeup. You're part of your lineage. You're part of your mother's lineage. You're part of your father's lineage. But what science can't track is what really, at the end of the day, what makes you tick? What yeah. makes you Gary Stearman? What makes you look at the world the way that you view the world through that lens? And so the proposal that we're going to somehow organize the genetics now of let's say the gray wolf and integrate that DNA into a human hybrid, but be able to organize the things we find desirable. We want him to be faster, but we don't want him to be aggressive. We want him to be stronger, but we don't want him to be fearful. And that we're going to lever all of these things and yeah. then create a predictable human. It's absolutely, in my opinion, the genetic liability is outrageous.
Using animal attributes in human beings. For example, animals can see ultraviolet light.
That's right.
And we can't.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be nice if our eyes could detect ultraviolet light? Let's just bring in an animal gene into the human genome.
So you're looking at, these are the days of Noah. We're entering in. Like rapid speed.
This is nuts. This is Jurassic yeah. Park and Jurassic World all over again or something. You know,
this is why, John, it matters who you vote for.
Yeah.
It matters who you're going to sign those line item budgets that says we're going to go for this whole morphing and human hybrid. And
well, speaking of voting who you're running for right now, presidential candidate Tulsa 2016 is representing the Transhumanist Party.
You probably can see him right now.
And this is what his agenda is. He knows he's not going to win, but everyone is covering him. He's speaking at TED Talks. He's speaking all over the place. Uh-huh. And they're giving him a lot of attention. And he's making
so we have a transhuman person running
study.
For, oh my goodness.
President.
Let's pray. Listen, this is what Jesus, this is what the Word of God says in the Book of Revelation. It says, these days take wisdom. God's full of it. All you do is ask for that wisdom. Let's just pray right now. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for letting us know what's going on. I thank you, Lord, that you live inside of us, God, that you are truth and you lead us into all truth. And I pray right now for our audience, God, that you would encourage them, Lord, as these days grow closer. You said, look up. In these days, things happen because our redemption is near, that your coming is near, Lord God. And I just pray for each and every one that doesn't know you, that they would make you the Lord of their life, Lord God. And those that are, Lord God, that they would begin to be the light that you called us to be, Lord, in these dark days, Father God, that your light would shine, that people would bring glory to your name. And God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion. You would end this mutating of the human being. That you would send revival. That you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.